Hey, all you growers out there, Jordan River here. Thank you for tuning into GrowCast today. Today I have a very special guest, Eric Robichaud is on the line, and I wanted to talk to this guy about his new flagship product that plans on revolutionizing home grows, and also talk about why he settled on the methods that he did, why he thinks that those growing methods are ideal for his setup and for his clientele. And then we also get into a larger conversation about home grows, home grow legislation, things like that. I know you'll enjoy it listening to your gardens today. But before we get started, let's give a little love to today's partner, Sohum Soils, everybody. Just go to sohumsoils.com, S-O-H-U-M-S-O-I-L-S.com. Promo code GROWCAST10 gets you 10% off your Sohum Soil just for listening to this show. And mygrowpass.com members get 20% off all Sohum Living Soils. Plus, they're giving away 10 bags. So, Sohum Soils, everybody, you got to check them out. You've heard of this super soil growing method, this organic growing method. That's what Sohum Soils is all about. Sohum Soils was created to take the thinking out of growing clean, quality, organic cannabis. With all the liquid fertilizers on the market, consumers can be afraid to try and be a chemist when mixing nutrients. Well, no need for that with Sohum. Just add plain water. You don't even need to pH it. That is it, everybody. They've got a great chart to help you choose the right container size to make sure that you have all of the nutrients you need for your plant's life cycle. And the soil comes with beneficial bacteria and fungus. So you're set, everybody. Check it out. Set it and forget it. That's all. You know how these super soil growers are doing. Go check out Sohum Soils and try it yourself, everybody. Promo code GROWCAST10 and 20% off when you join mygrowpass.com. All right, everyone, let's get into today's show. Hope you're killing it in your gardens, everyone. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. Hello, podcast listeners. You are now listening to GrowCast. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Before we get started, please tell a friend about GrowCast, tell a grower, and make sure you're checking out our other shows, The Homegrown Helpers for more grow talk, Rob Smith's podcast, and also my other show, The Coffee Health and Science podcast. So much fun over there. We just had Chris Trump on, who you know and love, so check it out. Go give it a listen, everybody. Today, I'm very excited about today's episode, let me just say. I have a very special guest. Eric Robichaud is on the line from Green Goddess Supply. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing awesome today. Thanks. How are you?
Doing excellent, man. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Listen, there's so much I want to talk about, to be honest, seeing as how you're a gondrepreneur. You've got such a passion for home grows, and you've got a couple really great products that I'm excited to tell my listeners about. I know that they're excited to hear about it as well. Why don't we start from the beginning, man? Tell me just a brief history of your story, how you got into the cannabis industry and all that.
Sure. All right. I'll try to make it short because it was sort of a winding, meandering road. I didn't just wake up one day and decide to jump in. So my background originally was in software engineering, software development, very, very technically competent, systems programming. So I had way back in the day in the late 80s, early 90s, I designed and developed the whole centralized credit card processing system for CVS Pharmacy. I was a tech nerd, you know, and I've done that for the last 25 years. What happened is, you know, as technology is evolving, I mean, I started off with 5 1/4 inch floppy disks, right?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, and, I know what you're talking about. You slide the little thing over, you see the little weird film in there.
Yep. And monochrome monitors, you know, just black and white stuff. So, I mean, you know, so I'm old, right? I go way back. So over the years, obviously technology has evolved, things have evolved. And my business, I left CVS back in 93. I've been working for myself, kind of a serial entrepreneur ever since then, built, grown, and sold businesses and start over again, build another one for, you know, 5-10 years and sell it, and then another one for 8 or 10 years and then sold that one, and et cetera, et cetera. And the long and the short of it is I ended up with my last business before this. It was an interactive agency. So it was that software techie component, but with a marketing side. We did a lot of, I had graphic designers and marketing folks. And one of the things, we had a large client that was the largest third-party seller on Amazon. And he wanted us to get onto Amazon and start an account just so that we could understand what he's going through and then we could help him better, right, as a client. So we started selling on Amazon, and we were just selling random things because it wasn't about selling on Amazon. It was just about going through the process and really understanding and learning the trials and tribulations of the Amazon seller so that we could build systems to help support his business. And in the process, we ended up stumbling upon some smoking accessories. And it was actually kind of a funny story. One of, because we were just selling, we were doing like rubber slingshot chickens and all kinds of weird stuff, toys and novelties and games and rubber, you know, water balloons and different things. Because again, it wasn't really about the product. Right. And then one guy that worked for me, a younger guy, 20 something, comes up and he says, "Oh, hey, I found a great product." I'm like, "All right, so run with it." He's like, "Well, I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Well," he's all nervous. He's like, "Ah." "Well, I don't know how you feel about this." I'm like, "What? What?" He goes, "Well, it's a weed pipe." I'm like, "Oh, dude, I smoke. I'm fine with that." He's like, "Oh, really?" So we started selling pipes, and we were selling stuff. This was back about 5-6 years ago. You can't sell a lot of these things on Amazon anymore. But then, they weren't prohibited products. So we got on Amazon. We started selling, you know, pipes and different things, and it took off. And it really took off. And so like, wow, this is all right. Wait a second. We got something going here. And because I had, you know, 25 years running an interactive agency, we did marketing and branding and all that. There's an old saying that if you're a hammer, then every problem looks like a nail.
Yeah.
And as a, you know, branding and marketing kind of guy by that point, you know, I saw it as branding and marketing thing. So we built the brand around these items. Next thing you know, we have about a dozen different products we're selling on Amazon. We built the Green Goddess brand around it. And it just started taking off. And I eventually, after 25 years in the service industry, I was getting burnt out. So I was like, "Hey, you know what? There's huge opportunity here. We can sell this wholesale. We can sell online, offline, all kinds of stuff here." So I said, "You know what? I'm done." And I sold my agency and went to work on Green Goddess full time. That was about 4 years ago.
That's incredible, man. Now, what took you to the cultivation side from paraphernalia to the whole, you know, bigger picture?
Right. So I see it as a couple of things came together at the same time. And I definitely see it as part of the circle of life, right? Like a full circle thing where now we offer cultivation, you know, grow side stuff. So basically you can, at home, a home user, we have product to help you grow it, then dry it, store it,
consume it,
smoke it. Yeah, exactly. Store it, smoke it. Nice. You know, just the full cycle, right? So, but really, the big thing was that what we called the armoire, our home.
Yes, system, absolutely, man.
Very, very, very different approach than anything anyone else has done. In many ways, surface level, and also as you drill deep, very different approach. I had been working for about 25 years on and off with this fellow, Vincent Battetti, out in California. We did our first project together, a software title, after I left CVS back in 1993. We did the Terminator 2 screensaver together. So myself and my crew did all, yeah, it was pretty cool. Did all tech coding on it. He worked with the studios out in Hollywood and got the licensing and handled the distribution side. And we've done hundreds of projects together over the last 25 years. Damn. On and off. And he is went way back in the day, went to school for botany in college. He's that sort of, expert grower, been doing it since the 70s. People would come to him and say, you know, "I just want to grow a plant, but it's so complicated and all the variables and the pH of the soil and the water and the nutrients and too much calcium, not enough nitrogen, too much of this light cycle." That's just like, "I just want to grow a plant for myself at home. Do you have, do you have any way to simplify this?" And so he heard that enough times. He started working on a system where you could grow one plant for yourself at home. And the approach we've taken, we like to say, is we've kind of stacked the card, like Vegas, right? We stack the cards in our favor.
Nice. I love that.
Kind of do some things. We do a lot of things, actually, to stack the cards so that we simplify the whole process. We really do. We boil this down to, now that it's all said and done and the dust is settled, now it says, you know, you get the armoire, and as long as you can water a houseplant once a day, you can now get top shelf cannabis.
That's a beautiful vision, man. And I really like that a lot. And wouldn't you also say that it's about integrating it into, first of all, integrating it into your life, but also integrating it into your home?
Like, yes,
that's really a challenge when a traditional grow room is like so, you know, just it doesn't fit in the home very well. So let's talk about this. Your flagship product, the Armoire, it's a whole grow in a box, isn't it? How do you describe it? What's the tagline for the Armoire? I'm loving this thing, man. And I've heard great things, by the way, from guests on this show.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so yeah, they're out there in the wild. People are using them. It's amazing seeing all the pictures that we're getting back from the customers with all their grows. And I'll say too, the hair club. You know, I'm not just the hair club president. I'm also a member. I have a line like that I could use because Vincent is the expert, and he invented the box and designed it. And I watched him working on this thing for 3 or 4 years. And I kept saying, you know, when you're ready, let me know. When you're ready, let me know. And when he said, all right, we're ready to bring this to market now, we did a deal and brought him on board, and it became a Green Goddess product. He's president of the company now. And we're just basically spent the last, 18 months or so just doing what we got to do to get this into production.
That's really cool, man.
Polished into a polished shipping product, user manuals and all that fun stuff, and turned into a final polished shipping product.
God, that's so cool.
It really is. And when we were working maybe about 2 years ago, when we said, all right, yeah, let's do this, I got one of the prototypes and I said, here we go. I am a typical user. Yeah, I've been smoking for the last 15 years at that point. I'm a very knowledgeable consumer. But I had never grown before. I have no idea what I'm doing. I said, I am going to just take this unit and just follow the directions like any other consumer. And I'm the first beta test case. And my first time out, because 90% of most people fail the first time they try to grow cannabis on their own. I mean, it's just
absolutely
way too complicated, right? Or you get some little, pathetic.
Something goes wrong the first time. It's totally normal.
Christmas tree, kind of thing. And I got 4.5 ounces of the most amazing top shelf bud. I was blown away. Cause
nice.
I told Vince very clearly too. I told him very clearly. I said, look, I like the good stuff. I pay for the good stuff. I am not going to smoke crap just because, it's our box and I grow it.
Nice.
I'm going to be brutal. I'm going to tell you. Right.
Absolutely.
But
man,
I was blown away. It was the first time I didn't have just, dried out, full of seeds and this and that, whatever, just whatever you get from like some your guy, I mean, it was the first time it was fresh. It was properly dried, properly cured. It was flushed. It was just absolutely amazing.
I love it, man. Listen, I mean, here's the thing. I want to talk to you about the specifics of the Armoire, and this isn't just a big commercial for the Armoire. That you're not affiliated with us at all. I want to go further with this, and let me start right away by kind of showing my hand in a way and ask you this question, which is, I believe that what you're doing is going to completely, I don't want to just say completely revolutionize, but it's going to become really, really ubiquitous, and you're setting the stage for a trend. Do you understand what door you're opening up here? When you can just integrate like a garden into your home, like a little Armoire right here, there's going to be a bunch of people on your heels, man. There's going to be a thousand Armoire competitors really quick. What I mean?
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, we are, as much as we can be, right? And that's one thing that I say too, is that what's different with the Armoire and our approach, there's several different things. We tried to fix what we thought were all of the problems with casual home grow, and literally all of them. Okay. So we made our list of what are the issues and problems.
A good place to start, man. I don't want to interrupt you, but like addressing those pain points, what people need.
Exactly.
And it's a great idea, man. And it's going to totally change it. But please go on. What were you trying to, what problems were you trying to solve?
Sure. So like the first is space and size, right? So grow tents and all that. All right. That's fine. If you have a room or if you have space for that, but what do you do with all the people in the city, all the people who, and one of our, we have a couple of different demographics. One of our biggest demographics is the, retired baby boomer.
Right. Okay?
So
of course.
Perfect example is, I have one customer, I won't mention specific names, but I have this one lady. She's retired. Her doctor was prescribing her all kinds of pharmaceuticals, like thousands of dollars of pharmaceutical and the side effects and all. And she found that she could replace all that with cannabis. Right. And this is a common story. Right. So now with cannabis, I can get, now I don't have all the side effects. It's, I get the pain relief and the anxiety and blah, 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 get rid of all my pharmaceuticals. That's great. However, she's like, you know, I'm retired now, living on a fixed income. I'm on my Social Security and a small pension. She goes, you know, I'm paying $500 a month at a dispensary. She goes, you know, that's $6,000 a year. Mm-hmm. You know, so she goes, why don't I just buy a cabinet and grow my own, you know, call exactly. it a day. So, and then she also knows that it's clean. That's the other thing. There's a bunch of people who are worried, you know, paranoid about, you know, when you're getting into the lab tests and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, hey, I'm doing it myself. I know it's all organic. It's all clean. There's no pesticides, you know, there's no mold. There's no, you know, fungus and bugs or, you know, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
No, you know what goes into it. Absolutely.
You know what's in it, right? However, she's in, you know, a little like 1,000 square foot, very small little one floor ranch, you know, and she's like, you know, I don't have room for grow rooms and tents and all this stuff. And I don't even know where to begin. And really, I don't want to become an expert. I just want my wheat. Right.
Yeah.
So she and right out of the gate, first time, she's got this amazing plant. She's been blown away by it.
That's
right?
Great.
Common story. So the first thing is the cabinet's only 2 foot by 2 foot by about 4 foot tall. All right. And we call it the armoire because we've also designed and decorated it. So from the outside, it looks like an armoire, a little,
totally.
Little cabinet.
That's we great. Yeah.
Finish and like a shabby chic barn board kind of barn wood finish. You know, we have, we're going to be coming out with more, a light oak and a few other finishes down the road. But right now we're initially shipping with the two. It looks like furniture. Mm-hmm. It's super discreet. And it's small. It literally, you can have a little studio apartment. I have someone down in Boston at the Seaport. She's got a fourth floor, little apartment. It's a studio. And she just got it over in the corner in her living room. You can literally have it in your living room. And nobody will notice. We killed the problems that we tried to attack were, one was size, mm-hmm. not this big massive tent. The second is aesthetics. So it looks nice, flies under radar. Looks like furniture, so it's not out of place in your living room. Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to have this big, ugly, black and gray tent in the middle of your, you know, living room.
Right.
And then things like smell and sound. So it's quiet and kills the smell, and it's just off in the corner. You know.
So let's talk about the odor. Do you have, like, a replaceable filter in there that you can just easily swap out when it gets – like, how does that work?
Exactly as you just said.
Love it, man. Easy. Spot easy peasy. Yep. I love it. Okay.
Yep. We have it's Australian activated charcoal. It's a carbon scrubber. We have a carbon scrubber
in
the box.
Okay. I love it. Let me just start firing questions. What are you doing for light?
Yep. So the light is that's a beauty. The light is our own proprietary light that we designed that is tuned to work in the box. And this is a key thing that I say too, because every now and then I have people say like, oh yeah, you know, my cousin took an old, refrigerator and made a, you know, grow closet out of it. Oh, uh-huh. I took an old, you know, dresser and made a, and the thing is, I kind of smile and nod because like, okay, yeah, this is a lot more complicated than that. It's not just a box with some fans and a light. It's all tuned to go together.
Okay. I like it. What spectrum are you using?
Yep. It's all proprietary custom. And it's all designed to get the maximum yield, to really, really, really get huge plants, okay, to really maximize the yield. But at the same time, it's designed to keep the heat way down.
Okay.
And then also some things we do with certain spectrum in there to help that additionally just repels pests and so forth. We find that certain UV they don't like and so forth. And
okay,
so there's certain,
okay. I like trick. That. I like that. And it's obviously it's got to be good for the whole plant's life cycle because you don't swap out a veg and a flower bulb for the armoire.
Okay. Nope. So what we do is the light is switchable.
Okay.
We do have it switchable, but our protocol is just both on
like
the
it.
Entire. And that's part of the keep it simple. We give the flexibility that if you want to do some things and you get more advanced, and there are some little tricks about flipping into actually like the veg mode type spectrums towards the end to boost some terpene production. There are all these little tricks that people like to do. So we give you the flexibility if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But for the common protocol that we have, basically both on and you just go to town. But what we've done is, and I have people like, oh, you know, I got a light off Amazon for $100. I'm like, good, you know, go for it. But you can't, because you'll either fry the plant, or it'll be too hot in the box, or you do way too many issues and problems.
Right.
We designed this light specifically to work in a very small enclosed space, but yet our light, we have, it's a 150 bulb light.
Okay.
If you put that into perspective, this isn't like the little, like for smaller spaces like that, usually they're little round lights, or you get like, you know, 40 or 60 diodes or that sort of thing. Uh-huh. You get 150. This is a basically 18 by 24 sort of footprint. It's a large light. It's a big light. Cause you know, the plant lights to grow up under the light, and it wants to grow through the light. So no strips, no little. Yeah, we have a nice big footprint, and yet we keep the heat way down with it, you know. And one of the things we do too is we keep the light a lot closer to the plant. So that is funny, because people comment. We have a lot of, like, we have our Instagram we're Green Goddess Supply. So the Instagram GGS_home_grow GGS Home Grow. And we will get comments from time to time. People come, oh, your light's too close. You're going to fry your plant. It's like, no, not with our light. Thanks.
Interesting. Interesting. I like that. Okay. Cause yeah, like you said, it's about saving space there. All right. Yeah, that's good. I would like to see, I would like to see that Instagram page. Everybody let's give them a follow at GGS_home_grow. That's good stuff, man. Talk to me about the feed. What are you doing? You mentioned that it's organic. Did you go with a super soil grow?
Yeah, of course.
Water only.
And this is one of the things that we've done is, and we say all the time too, is that it's not just hardware, okay? Because we've had people come and say, hey, can I get your light? Hey, can I just get your, you know, just this piece or that piece? Here's the thing. What we're doing is we're selling a system, and it's almost like, I don't want to get too cheesy, you know, but it's almost like a lifestyle, right? We're selling a lifestyle too.
That's what I'm saying. This is going to totally change everything. This is the future, is how I feel of home growing.
Right. It is. And it's basically, look, I smoke every day. I smoke every night. I don't smoke during the day. I got to focus. I got to work, but I smoke every night. You know, I would say I am a heavy smoker. You know, I go through maybe an ounce or maybe two at the most in a month, you know, go through about an ounce a month. I'm getting 4 and 5 out of a plant in 8 weeks.
That's great.
And I've had people say, and I've had people call me out like, nuh-uh, no way. And I'm like, yeah, yes, we are. And, you know, we're not lying. I mean, yeah, we do it all over and over and over and over again. Yes, we are. But unlike going to a hydro store and just buying a light, or going on Amazon and buying a light in a tent and some stuff, you've bought hardware. But it's like, I can go to Lowe's and buy a whole bunch of, you know, T-squares and hammers and nails and drills, but I'm not a builder. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, it's the same thing. You can go to a hydro store and buy all this equipment, but then you're on your own. Okay?
Yeah. This is all synergized, it seems like, to me.
Yeah. It all goes together. We walk you through. We teach you what, you know, we're building a thriving community of people using the product and talking and posting photos and all this. But it really is, it's a protocol as much as it's not just about a cabinet, or it's not just about a light. It's the totality of all the pieces together and our system and process and how we do it. So yes, we say use super soil. You know, we have people, if you know what you're doing, we do have a couple people that are experienced growers. One of them has been growing forever in grow rooms and in tents, and actually even worked at a cultivation facility for a while. And now moved to a very small little walk up in Boston and was like, you know, I just don't have room for a tent anymore, but I still want to keep doing my own. Nice. So
get the arm war. So, yeah, this thing is legit. Listen, we've spent enough time on it. This is a great pitch. Let's just touch on, I actually got one more question, then you can give your final words on the arm war. What are you doing for genetics? Are you supplying genetics or recommending genetics? No. Did you consider hooking up with an auto flower or something? I don't know if you weighed auto versus photo. Talk to me about genetics in the Armor.
Yep. So that's actually, it's funny. This is exactly where I was just drifting. So the point there is, yes, we have this tune for autos. We do have people that are experienced and know what they're doing and growing photos in it. And then if you know what you're doing and you want to go freestyling, you know, then, you know, good for you. But
is there a timer in there if you want to like leave it on? Yes. Oh, great. Love it.
Yeah. Comes with a timer. We actually ship it with everything you need except for the water, the soil, and the seed. And we'll even tell you where to, what soil, what water, and what seeds.
Yeah. I love it. Just really quick, what soil do you like?
So what we're using, for the most part, all right, that's a tricky question because with the soils, there's some that depending on where you are in the country out west, like in California, we like Recipe 420.
Okay.
Is a great super soil. However, we can't get that on the East Coast.
Sure.
So there are regionally, there are certain ones that we like better than others, but, the one lowest common denominator is, Fox Farm, Ocean Forest. You can pretty much get anywhere in the country.
Yeah. Really
so go
ubiquitous.
With something like that. And then what I've been doing is, cutting it down with, a little bit of Light Warrior.
Okay.
You know, so you add a little bit more fiber and perlite and stuff in there so I've been cutting it like 4-to-1, you know, but even if you just went with straight Ocean Forest, that can work.
Righteous. All right. I feel you, man. I'm all about it. This, like I said, I think you've got a big thing coming here, and it sounds like you've really covered a lot of bases, which is what you want to do when you're first in. Do you have any final words before I've got a lot of questions about home grow and your philosophy and your company, but do you have any final words on the Armoire? And then for sure, give out where people can find it. Obviously, greengoddesssupply.com.
Yep. Go to greengoddesssupply.com. It's right in the main menu and you can drill down from there. And follow us. We have, the Autoflower Home Grows page on Facebook or group on Facebook. No, it's page, Autoflower Home Grows. We have,
Oh, nice. My listeners will give you a follow there.
Well, yeah. So check it out and, you know, get involved and chit chat with us and ask questions. And, you know, we love to, you know, create these forums.
I love it, man. Absolutely love it. Everybody check it out. I'm definitely checking out that Armoire, man. I'm in between houses right now. And as soon as I land, we are going, recreational here, January 1st. So I'm all about it. I'm going to be in touch.
Yep. Yeah, so we are all in on auto flowers. We love autos. I think they are the wave of the future. The genetics have come a long way pretty quickly over the last few years. That the only people that when I hear people talking negatively, it's usually either they're in a completely different space, like they're trying to do outdoor grows and they're trying to do farming. You know, like all right, that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
For indoor personal use. I think it's phenomenal. They're much simpler. They give us a lot more flexibility and
that's a good way to put it.
The potency, the genetic, there's very stable genetics. Like I love, Mephisto and Fast Buds are my two favorite breeders.
Nice. Yeah. Mephisto gets a lot of play. Definitely some. And like you said, man, they've come a long way. Here's the thing. You can still argue that photos are better on average. You can still argue that you're going to grow photos for that reason or for whatever reason, but you have to admit, one, autos are getting better all the time, and two, they are freaking simplistic for a lot of people's busy, busy schedules. So I think those are two things that are going to really propel them to the front of the cannabis industry.
Right, exactly. Now, if you're growing, and we're even seeing commercial growers getting into it now, but if you're trying to grow, you know, a huge sea of green, you know, and you growing, you know, dozens and dozens of plants and all that, that may be a whole other thing.
Yeah I'm all about photos, man. You don't got to convince me, but you're right in that auto flowers have a huge place when it comes to the future of the cannabis industry. As do I think this style of growing. I mean, do you have a name for it? It's like it's a covert compact home grow. Is that how you would describe
it?
Yeah.
So we use terms like, you know, home grow made easy. We use terms like discreet, you know, discreet growing, grow discreetly at home.
Is that part of your mission to destigmatize it, bring it everywhere and make it less ugly?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's why there's a design aesthetic, you know, rather than just tents and just implementation, like everything else I've seen on the market right now, they all look like industrial refrigerators.
Yes,
you know,
100%.
This is like almost like an Apple approach. I cringe when I say it. Just coming up. but it's that kind of thing. It's a design aesthetic behind what we're doing.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm right there with you on that, buddy. That's hilarious. Okay, before we jump back in with Eric, let's give some love to one of our most amazing partners, Fish Shit, everybody, from Fish Head Farms. Just go to fishheadfarms.com. Promo code GROWCAST gets you 10% off your Fish Shit. And members of mygrowpass.com get 25% off all of their Fish Shit, everybody. Fish Shit is a full spectrum microbial product. It is an ecosystem in a bottle. It can be used from seedling all the way through flush, and it is incredible because of its ecosystem of microbes that work to make nutrients more bioavailable. So what does this do for your plants? Well, it promotes heavy sustainable growth in veg. It works great as a transplant aid to reduce shock. It can be used in flour. It works as a flushing agent because it breaks down those salts, and it improves your overall bud development, yield, terpene production, aroma, and taste. You've heard it, everybody. The more diverse you can make your soil microbes, the better. So check out Fish Shit now if you haven't tried it yet. Fishheadfarms.com, promo code GROWCAST for 10% off. It's an ecosystem in a bottle, everybody. And when you're ready to save 25%, mygrowpass.com. Fishheadfarms.com, everybody. Go and check it out. You got to get into this this microbial craze. You will increase your terpene production, your aroma, your taste, and your yield. So check it, everybody. Fishheadfarms.com. All right, let's get back to the show. Let's talk about home grows, man, because I know you're passionate about them.
Absolutely.
What excites you most, you know, when you're seeing these good reviews for the Armoire, or you're seeing Green Goddess have good success, or people on Instagram? What are you most excited about? Is it the empowering home growers? Is it like you said, empowering home growers on the medical side? Is it the innovation, the economic stimulation? Why do you get up in the morning and work so hard?
Yeah, so I think it's, I was going to use the word enabling, but I like empowering as well. That's a fantastic word. When you first asked the question, my knee-jerk reaction was to say enabling. We're enabling people and yes, empowering them to, it's self-determination, you know, we're enabling people to just
provide.
Do
yeah.
And, you know, things like from the medical standpoint where you might need a certain strain, with either, you know, higher in CBD or higher in, you know, whatever, you uh-huh. know, you're looking for certain, strains and, you know, if you're getting it just kind of black market, you know, from, I got a guy, well, then you're just getting the weed kind, you know, and you have no idea what it is, right?
100%.
It's the weed kind, you know, whatever, green, right? You go into dispensaries, that's where now you're starting to get into, okay, now you can get the Bubba Kush, you get this, you get that, you know, strawberry cough and blah, 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 and you have your different strains and sour diesel and whatever.
But only what they have on the shelves, truthfully.
Yeah, they might have like six, half a dozen, or maybe a dozen, and, you know, if you're lucky. And that's it, you know, and maybe you can get it, maybe you can't. So what's nice about this is enabling people, empowering people to get specifically what they need. They can just go, you can go and get seeds. You just hop online. Now you can get exactly what you want.
Yeah. No kidding, man.
And that's amazing.
Yeah. So to you, it's about the opening up of options. What people are going to do with it is what they're going to do with it. But what you're doing is you're bringing the power to the people.
Right. And enabling them to get good, clean, high quality product.
Yes.
I mean, like the first plant that I got, that I grew, it was a blueberry bliss. It was kind of like a blueberry kush strain.
Ooh.
And I got just shy of 5 ounces out of that thing in 8 weeks. And, it came back, it tested at 24% for THC.
That's plenty.
I mean, you know.
What more could you ask for?
How can you go wrong? Yeah.
exactly, man. Exactly.
You know, it's one of those things where then when it was done, I started smoking. And of course, I turned into, as I like to say, you know, like, kind of like the Oprah, locally, the Oprah of weed, right? Like a nug for you, a nug for you. I mean, you're growing it.
So yeah, like, exactly.
For you. Here you go. You know, I'm being generous with it and I'm smoking my own. I got my next plant going. I did a White Widow. And that's the other thing that's really, really fun too for me personally is I've gone through 13 cycles now and every single time I grow something different.
Yeah, totally, man. That variety.
You know, Northern Lights, some cheese strains, try this one, try that one. Yeah. And so, you know, I jumped right into, as I'm curing and so forth, I jumped in, I dropped my next seed and kept it going. Well, you know, by the time my second plant was done, I got 4 ounces out of my second plant. I still had half of the first one left.
Right. Like, that's a good place to be, man. So you're excited when you can empower other people to do the same. I like that a lot. Let me ask you, well, I know that your answer is going to be biased, actually, but that's okay. Just tell me your thoughts on the morality of it, because I'm sure if you had your way, home grow would go legal everywhere, which is what it should be, for fuck's sake, you know yeah. what I mean? Growing a goddamn plant in your own house, but don't get me started. Let me ask you this question. I like to talk about this on the show. It comes up a lot, you know. I'll give you a perfect example. My hometown, Chicago, Illinois, going legal January 1st, recreational, but you can't grow in your home unless you have a medical card, and their medical program is very strict. So here's a state where everybody already smokes, a bunch of people already grow, and technically you can, if you're like really sick, then you can co-grow the plant. But here we are coming online, and they're trying to stifle the home grower. They're trying to restrict the supply. They're trying to keep a monopoly on it. I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. What do you think about these laws where, yes, it's definitely a step in the right direction. You can't argue that it's not better than it was, you know, people going to jail over this stuff, but they're still trying to keep their foot on the necks of whoever they can to maintain control and power over the supply, it seems. That's really the only way I can look at it anyways.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a balancing act, right? Like, yes, you want to step forward, but is it enough? And yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that on a state by state level, when we're going through legalization, the states that have killed home grow, I think it's unconscionable. I actually think it borders on evil.
I agree with that, man.
I really do. I think it almost borders on evil. That it's and the only thing that that I can see here, there are basically two arguments I've heard. But one I dismiss, and that is just proliferation. They don't, you know, the people who are just anti-pot just don't want it at all, and they're just capitulating because the majority is against them, and then they just want to outlaw home grow because they just don't want, you know, everybody in the world growing weed everywhere.
Right.
And just trying, it's a prohibition. It's trying to keep the lid on prohibition. And I just think that's indefensible. I mean, that's an opinion. That's part of what's happening, but there's really no way to defend that, I don't think.
Right.
But the other one that really, 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 I think is the bigger issue, is where I see it as evil, is where it becomes big money getting in, the lobbying getting in this, where it's a way to control supply and create monopolies.
Right.
And it's big lobbying from the, you know, the multi-million or multi-billion dollar, you know, industry. We have the I'm not going to mention specific names, but out in the area where we are, there's certain groups here, and I refer to them as the weed mafia, because they are literally, you know, they own multiple dispensaries in every state. They're and they just they have millions, and they spend like $7 million a year just lobbying, you know, and you know, the state house and all that kind of stuff. And they spend huge, massive amounts of money. And it's all special interests. They're lobbying because, yeah, if they don't want everybody growing at home, because they want you to get it from the dispensaries.
Yeah.
And it's supply.
It's tough, man. Here's why it actually gets more complicated. Because there's the base level one argument, which is this legislation worth passing in hopes that this is a step in the right direction? Now, with a state like Illinois, they take forever to do anything. So it's like, fuck, it makes it even more drastic. But then there's also this side of it, man. Think about this. My second thought is, how is this going to actually be enforced? Yes, this is the legislation that's passing, but what is it going to actually look like boots on the ground? In fact, I believe in Illinois, if you grow illegally, quote illegally, and you have four plants or less, it's like $150 fine or a $200 fine. So there's the law, and then there's the application of the law. Are the cops even going to be looking for home growers when, you know, Chicago is the murder capital of the United States? I'm not sure. I'm you know, excited, I guess you could say, to see how it plays out. But I guess the argument there is, why are you passing laws where the language doesn't reflect the reality? And that's more of an argument, you know. So I guess it's a weight between idealism and pragmatism. What works, right, and what is right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do. And I die a little inside when I see new legislation in different states where it's like, oh, now this state is now, you know, going to legalize except no home grow. I'm like, because it's, I mean, basically what you're saying is that if people want their meds, then now they are, it's like big pharma. Now I have to go get my meds from a dispensary where the price can be controlled, as opposed to just growing it myself at home.
Yeah.
You know, people would be up in arms if you couldn't grow your own, you know, cucumbers or tomatoes or, you know, things like that.
Man, it's, yeah.
And I will tell you that as I got into my viewpoint, I think like a lot of people, if you go back to like, you know, in the 90s, weed legalization was, what, 20%, 27% support. Now it's, 70%. I mean, it's come a long way. And I think I'm part of that movement where, years and years ago, when I heard, people talking about, medicinal use and everything and, getting your medical card and, I'd be like, yeah, wink, wink. Yo, I need my, my wink, wink meds, Right. And I've come a long way myself just with education, realizing that it really, and I don't think I have to make this point into this community now, but we all know and realize that it really is. It 100%. Really is. It absolutely is medicinal. So now if you take away the whole wink, wink factor and you say, no, it really is medicinal. Well, then how evil is it to say a plant that can just grow in the wild that I could just grow at home? No, you can't. You have to go get it from someone else now and pay them money for it.
Yes, exactly. I'm right there with you, man.
How you can defend that.
And I also would say I understand if you want to like limit plant counts so that there aren't people like with massive grows in neighborhood residential areas. Like I kind of understand. Yeah. I'm not even for that, to be honest, but I kind of understand it. I can wrap my head around it. But to say that four plants you're going to find me, that's just, yeah, I'm right there with you. And I think that if you protect home grow laws, you're kind of you always have an insurance, no matter how corrupt the dispensaries or incompetent the dispensary products end up being, no matter what the regulatory authorities allow people to spray or not spray on their plants. If you protect home grow laws, you have an ace up your sleeve. You can pull the rug out from, you can bypass all of that if you just choose to garden your own cannabis,
Right. Right.
So that's why I think it's super important to protect them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think home grow is just one of the most fundamental basic personal freedoms that I can't, I just can't see how that can be legislated. I really don't.
Yeah, it's non-negotiable, if you will. But then, yeah, like I was saying, there's also like so many hands involved. So yes, the cannabis mafia is lobbying the legislatures. I'm sorry, lobbying the politicians to write the legislature. But then, do the politicians really think that the police are going to act on this legislature? Like, are they just passing it because they know whatever? And the police don't, shit, if you got better stuff to do, you don't give a fuck about someone growing cannabis in their house. So I'm just excited to see how it plays out in reality.
Yeah, that's just like over here in the legalization states. Like I'm in Massachusetts where we have legalization. And then we have states around us with varying degrees. Some have medical but not recreational, some it's still against the law, and some of
that's got to be weird because you're all so close together.
Yeah, we are. It's like going to, yeah, in any other state it'd be like going to another town or something, and we cross I go to the next town over and I'm in a different state.
Whoa.
But we have all these different shades and so forth. And the reality is that, like I've talked to cops I'm friends with and so forth, and they'll tell you like out of Massachusetts and the other states where they'll say like, we don't give a shit. Like, yeah. I got better things to do than worry about, you got a nug in your, you got a dugout with like a freaking, 1/16th of an ounce or something,
exactly.
Like we don't care, and so once it became a misdemeanor, like a traffic ticket kind of thing, $100 traffic ticket for possession or whatever, at that point they all gave up. They're like, let's worry about
everywhere.
Yeah. Theft and the serious stuff, people bodily harm and stuff, and like I really don't care if you've got a nug in your pocket,
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. Well, I hope that things turn out good here in the great state of Illinois. We'll see how that goes. Listen, we're coming to the top of the hour, Eric. This was quite a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for coming on the show.
No, my pleasure.
How about some final words? Obviously, greengoddesssupply.com. Everybody, check out everything they got going on there. Check out the armoire at @gg_home_grow on Instagram. Any parting words for us, Eric? Lots of growers listening in right now.
Yeah, so we're going to be expanding our grow section of the site fairly soon with a lot of ancillary products. But definitely check out, even just on the on the consumption side, we have over 150 products used up there. Really high quality product, sifter boxes, and for the home consumer, personal sifter boxes, grinders, and things like that. And it's all really high quality stuff. So check out greengoddesssupply.com.
Really great, man. This was fantastic. Thank you for coming on the show. Giving us insight. Good luck with your projects and your company, man. Best of luck to you.
Well, same to you. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate the time.
Of course. Everybody listening at Growcast on Instagram for the show, at Jordan River IG on Instagram. Get a hold of me personally up there. You can send me a DM if you want. I try to answer them all. Sorry if I've been slacking on the messages, everybody. Things are getting busy. Things are going really, really well. This is Eric from Green Goddess Supply and Jordan River signing off, wishing you the best of luck in your home grows or professional grows or whatever you're growing, man. Best of luck, everybody. Be safe and grow smarter. Sick. Okay, that's all for the show today, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to check out growcastpodcast.com and click merch if you want to get yourself a Growcast mug or a hat or something cool. Mygrowpass.com for all the amazing discounts and extra podcasts and live streams. Start to Finish Consulting. Start the number 2, finish 710 on Instagram. Get all your consulting needs answered there. And finally, thanks to Jay Blanked for the beat. For the ads, find him at soundcloud.com/JayBlanked. All right, everyone. I hope you're killing it in your grows out there. Best of luck. Make sure to be safe and be compassionate to your fellow human out there. Best of luck, everybody. This is me sending you the best of blessings for the holiday season and beyond. All right, everyone. Talk to you later. Happy growing.